Trump administration actively monitoring impact of severe weather in parts of U.S. by Elizabeth Weibel on March 16, 2025. President Donald Trump revealed that his administration is actively monitoring severe weather that has impacted states in the southern and midwestern parts of the United States. In a post on Truth Social, Trump called for Americans to join him and First Lady Melania Trump in praying for everyone impacted by these terrible storms. As Breitbart News reported, as of early Sunday, severe weather had left more than 30 people dead in states such as Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas, and Oklahoma. The severe weather includes tornadoes, windy conditions, hail, flooding, wildfires, and dust storms. We are actively monitoring the severe tornadoes and storms that have impacted many states across the South and Midwest. 36 innocent lives have been lost, and many more devastated, Trump wrote. The National Guard have been deployed to Arkansas, and my administration is ready to assist state and local officials as they help their communities to try and recover from the damage. Please join Melania and me in praying for everyone impacted by these terrible storms. The death toll was reported to have climbed to at least 40 people in 7 states, with at least 12 people reported dead in Missouri, according to a recent update from ABC News. ABC News also reported that officials gave an update regarding the death counts in Kansas, Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. At least 8 deaths were reported in Kansas, 6 people in Mississippi were killed, 4 people perished in Texas, 3 people died in Arkansas, and 4 people were killed in Oklahoma, officials said. In a statement from Alabama Governor Kay Ivey, it was revealed that 3 people were reported dead in the state as a result of the severe weather and storms over the weekend. Emergency management officials have been working hard to assess the damage brought by this weekend's storms, Ivy wrote in a post on X. We tragically learned of another victim in Dallas County, which means we've lost 3 of our fellow Alabamians. I offered condolences to local officials in both areas. The Oklahoma State Department of Health revealed there were 142 injuries related to wildfires in the states, with 7 people suffering from burns and 9 people suffering from cuts or being pierced, according to Coco 5 News. 31 people in Oklahoma were reported to have suffered injuries as a result of falls. In a post on X, the National Weather Service, NWS, Little Rock revealed that preliminary surveys have found 2 separate tornado tracks with EF4 damage which happened on March 14, 2025. New Little Rock added that the last time more than one EF4/F4 track happened on the same day in the state was in 1997. An EF4 tornado is the second highest tornado rating on the Enhanced Fujita F scale, with estimated wind speeds ranging from 166 to 200 miles per hour. The 4 people who died in Texas reportedly died in car crashes as a result of a dust storm, according to ABC News.